Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
And
I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts lately.
Yeah.
They do a lot of business up top. Don't want to do a lot of business. Just saying, today's date is June 24th.
Yes, and we have President Obama on the podcast today.
Yeah, I wish. June 24th, 2015. I got a new improv class going up July...
On a Tuesday?
11th, on a Saturday. July 11th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 4 weeks, new intro to improv class. People are saying, when are you going to do it on the weekend? When are you going to do it on the weekend? Well, here you go.
It's a weekend.
Weekend.
Wow.
You sign up. You can email me, don'tgetgassed@gmail.com, or you could go to cyphersounds.com and sign up. Got to put that little deposit on that PayPal and the rest in cashola.
Cashola, because you know what Cypher is doing? He's a bloodsucker, sucking the money out of the industry.
Oh, no way.
That is very exciting. Any other things? By the way, some of them do. Let's not lie. Some of these podcasts don't do too much business.
They do a lot of business up top.
I mean, some of the wrestling ones I listen to, yeah. I mean, it is checkout city.
These podcasters, they don't come from radio. They don't know how to mix it in.
I know. Like, it's not seamless at all.
Also, on the other side, I understand their point, because if you're listening to a particular person's podcast, you're probably a super fan.
It doesn't matter, though. Some I'm a really big fan of. Once I time there about 3 minutes, I just start fast forwarding.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
I think it's annoying to fast forward on the iPhone, so I just let it run.
It is. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I miss half the podcast.
I never noticed this before. That little 15-second back and forth button.
You can go forward with it, too.
I think so.
That's major.
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
I was listening to Nerdist.
Yeah, you into that one?
Nerd. I just, for the first time listening, it was cool.
I started Marin's Obama podcast.
How is it?
It's pretty dope.
He said the N-word before.
I know.
We have it from his book. We used to play it on the radio. Now it's a big fucking deal.
I know. By the way, I got to tell
you. Get your own damn fries, nigga. Or something like that.
And he goes, I ain't your bitch.
Oh, yeah. I ain't your bitch, nigga.
Buy your own damn fries.
He said it before.
I got
to try to kill this guy.
I got to tell you, as someone who has no argument in saying the N-word and doesn't say the N-word personally, I mean, people getting mad about a black man quoting the N-word,
right?
We've gone too far.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had an audition today.
Oh, yeah.
I did. And
what was it for?
I can't even say.
Okay.
I got to pull a Cypher Sounds. I mean, right. It was kind of... maybe I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
But maybe I'll wait and see what happens.
All right.
It was pretty mage. And it was acting.
Nice.
Which, by the way, I got to tell you something, and you may have found this. That's harder than I thought.
Harder?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Like, not being just our turned-up version of ourselves,
right.
But, like, being someone else.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a joke. I got news for you. It's kind of hard.
It's real.
So, why did my earphones just... Oh, my whole thing just died. Oh, it's coming back. So, I had to say the N-word.
Oh. You said it?
It's in the thing. Yeah.
I no.
Said it. Yeah. Yeah. I said it.
Wow.
Now, if it airs, that may bring up an entire, you know, another conversation if I actually got the job.
But they'll bleep it.
No.
HBO?
It's someplace where it could be said.
HBO.
No, not HBO. You don't think HBO is the only place that can say the N-word? They can say the N-word anywhere.
Oh, shit.
Kalavali?
Shit. My friend got on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, did we talk about that show? I don't think we talked about it publicly.
We did.
We did?
Yeah.
I told you publicly about that show?
I thought you told me on here.
I think I told you off the air.
Sorry.
I don't know. Okay. I'm kidding.
I mean, it's out. Dude.
But no, it is out.
Know about it.
I mean, people know.
Yeah, people are shooting. It's shooting.
Okay. Cannavale has a new show for HBO, and he got a part. Wow. A recurring or just one little.
She said it was principal, whatever that means. Principal role.
Hmm.
And she showed me a costume she was in, and she looks crazy.
Wow. Anyways, so I struggled though with this whole, with even saying an audition.
Yeah.
I struggled with it. And if it was to air, it directly, the N-word that I use, I use it like as a dude who's trying to sound black, a white, not trying to sound racist, not a racist, but it's critical to what happens. Mm. That's the point.
Mm.
The point of my character. It part of it is that I would choose to say the N-word, and then in another situation I wouldn't use the N-word.
Mm.
So it's making a commentary about the N-word.
Right.
So I feel from a moral standpoint, no problem with it. I only fear the era we live in.
Yeah.
And that even though it's explained, it still would be a thing. What do you think?
Well, I have a similar situation. I'm shooting this web series, and there's a white guy who created it with me, and there's a scene where he has to say the N-word. And it's about saying the N-word. And I'm like, do I bleep this or not? It's funny as fuck. Do I bleep it?
Oh. I mean, you got to think about it. You think about it for him, too. Like,
yeah, I gotta ask him, but it's so funny.
Well, I got to tell you, I almost think, to be honest, the reason it will be an issue for me is because there are people who would want to make
it an issue. You got enemies. People are going to go at you. They're going to take that clip.
Yeah. But for someone who's just a random white dude comedy actor, I don't know if it'll really matter. I don't think people really care that much in that setting. I think I'm only concerned about it because of who I am. If I was just a new actor and the part required it,
yeah,
saying it like, and it's not like he's saying it like a racist, right?
I guess.
I mean, is he, oh, no.
The oh, one, my God.
Yeah.
No, he's saying it to say he's not a racist. It's weird.
It's very complicated. But
the show I'm doing is improvised, right? Like a Curb. Like people always say, oh, it's like Curb. No, I really want to make it like Curb. We have an outline and the actors.
I mean, can I be in it?
Absolutely. I just wanted to shoot the first one to start shopping.
This is like a little pilot thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Pilot of James.
But
how long is it?
The web series?
The episode.
It's at 7 now. I'm trying to get it shorter, but it's hard. It's very funny.
Okay.
But the person that they're doing the scene with, who I don't want to tell you, heard it for the first time and improvised the reaction. So it's so funny.
Because it's real.
Right.
Because you have a real reaction.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, who cares?
But, you know, beyond that word, though, I have to say I was never the person who used to complain like, oh, things are so PC now. I am now at the point where it's like, bothers me.
It's fucking crazy.
Now it's fucking, I mean, you have kept people like Seinfeld who are saying like they won't go perform on colleges anymore because they're too worried about what the results will be.
Right.
Like that they'll get called out as comedians.
Yeah. Comedians.
Like I am waiting. Like you haven't gotten to hear, there hasn't even been a joke made. Not one comedian have I seen get to make a Caitlyn Jenner joke. Nothing.
No, what are you talking about?
I haven't been in clubs.
Oh, yeah, in clubs they make them all day.
But I'm saying you would have seen it even in other places. People could have made a joke. And by the way, I'm not talking about joking about what, let me cover it to make sure no one gets offended. Not about, obviously I am beyond all good with Caitlyn Jenner, but they're still funny there because it's the fucking Kardashians.
Right.
Like, it's the Kardashians and Bruce Jenner became a woman. It doesn't matter how you feel about that, obviously on a gender level. It's about there's inherent comedy there, and people would not make that joke. Will not.
Here's my issue, and I've been having this conversation with a couple people lately. My issue is that I don't care.
About race.
I don't care about transgender. So, like, I was talking to this girl the other day, this girl that's working on the MTV show I'm working on, and she was commenting on how women are not equal, and some people say women are not funny, and the fight they have to do. So like when a show comes out with a woman as a lead, they get a little more excited than normal. And I'm like, I don't get more excited because I don't care enough. I think women are funny. I don't look at it like the struggle. And then when she broke it down, I was like, okay, I see your point.
From your perspective, you could see it.
I see your point, and that's great. But I think people probably think I'm like sexist or racist sometimes because I don't mention things. It's because I literally don't care about it. Yeah, so I don't bring it up.
Yeah, no, people aren't prepared for that anymore. Now, like, and it's funny because you and I are both incredibly liberal-minded people, and it's still gotten to the point of now I can't even have, like, I gotta tell you, the show that we did on Hot 97, never.
Can't happen?
Nope. I don't even want to go back and listen to jokes I used to make. I'm scared to go back and listen to jokes I used to make. And I mean that for me. Knowing now that there are people, so over the years, I've gotten people who now love me, and the small percentage that is waiting for me, I wouldn't be able to make those jokes. I have too many people that I feel like would be waiting and would be able to get traction.
The more popular you got, the less free you could be?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sort of, that's why I've been excited to do ESPN stuff, because it's just out and out. You can't say anything over there.
Right.
Nothing. I mean, you can give the fullest opinion you want about things that are like appropriate to give opinions about. And that's it. I'm not going to say, I got dumped the other day because I said bastard. I mean, you can't say anything. No, there's no ass. No ass.
Wow.
And these are the things that I have to clean up because I'm used to Hot 97 radio and not Walt Disney radio, which is but it's almost, in another sense, in a weird sense, it's freeing because I'm like, all right, well, I don't even have a line to worry about. I just know.
Yeah.
This is basically like
if you were doing a, there's no fuzzy line of can I do this or can I not do this? You just don't.
No, you're doing a PG-13 show and that's it and there's no questions about it. But this era, watching people try to navigate through conversations, like I don't even know if we could do the bit anymore that we did on the show where I lost the bet and had to go to the gay bar. I don't know. That bit's kind of offensive now.
Why?
Because why is it bad to go to a gay bar if you're a straight guy? That would be acknowledging that straight guys might be uncomfortable in a gay bar.
Some are.
Of course. That's what made the bit funny. But I don't know if it would happen anymore.
Wow.
Even though the name of the bar that I went to was the Eagle.
Why can't you be uncomfortable with it?
Why can't you acknowledge the discomfort that exists? Because everyone wants to pretend everything's hunky-dory.
That's what I'm saying, is pretending. I would be uncomfortable going to a bar of another country where I didn't speak the language.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no problem with gay people whatsoever, but
you might not want to be the only straight guy at a gay club. I
wouldn't want to be the only anything at any place.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
So it has nothing to do with that. This is what I'm saying. I don't care that it's a gay bar. I don't want to be the only that in a place where there's a lot of other. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do.
Now, if you go to a wedding and you're the only Jew and I'm the only Puerto Rican, it's a little uncomfortable. And then you get over it.
Right. Right. 100%.
Ugh.
I don't know, man. It's tough. And now that the South Carolina shooting has become an issue about the Confederate flag.
Why? That's a whole nother thing. This is why I can't do radio anymore. Why is that the thing now? The flag?
That's going to solve. I mean, don't get me wrong. Take the flag down. Great. Sure. That's awesome. But now we're
going to. I don't even hear about the guy going in the church anymore. I just hear about the
flag.
It's all the flag talk.
It's crazy. It's crazy. We're not.
But is that the solution? Like, is it such a.
They were like, what can we do?
This right. It's such a tragedy.
They want.
And I guess there was no. I guess what it would have been would have been the manhunt or the. Once the shooter kills himself, the going through his web shit and his past. Because that's what they usually do. Like,
right.
They start digging into it. But he didn't kill himself.
Right.
And he was found right away.
So, yeah, so we don't have that option.
So there's no story. The guy who shot 9 black people in a historic black church has been caught. Done. But we got to talk about this. Flag.
And, like,
I like what Jon Stewart said.
Jon Stewart was great. What, the first time?
Yeah. He brought up the flag.
Oh, what'd he say?
He was very emotional. He said, I have no jokes tonight.
Oh, yeah, I saw that whole part.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And he brought up the flag, too, and I got it, and then I was like, oh, that's a good point. And now everything is just the flag now.
A few people caught, I wonder if he's the one who started it, a few people caught wind of the flag, and it just became that. No, don't get me wrong. Cool. You know, use this as an opportunity to take down the flag that shouldn't be there anyway. But that isn't everything that's going on here. You know, and by the way, real quick, the killer, that wasn't a symptom of very much. Meaning, even if the country was to improve another 40% from where we are now, right? And it was like really much better. And like really racism was at an all-time low. We just felt like, wow, things are really progressing. There are still going to be people like him.
Yeah.
There are still going to be fringe. It doesn't matter where we go. There are going to be fringe lunatic racists.
The best point I heard was, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, and I'm just, which is why, even though I don't make the whole thing about guns, a big piece still has to be guns. Because
that's
without,
never going to happen.
That's never going to happen. But
it's
without the
built
guns.
On guns, man.
All right, what were you going to say, though?
A good point I heard a comedian made, and I actually had the same thought, but I didn't have it flushed out all the way.
I think it's fleshed out.
Flushed out? Fleshed out?
I think it's fleshed out.
You sure? I thought it was flushed out.
Pretty sure it's fleshed.
Because when you flush it out, you get, you know, you...
No, I know, what it's, I know, I'm aware of what flushing is.
Fleshed out.
I'm pretty sure it's fleshed out.
Okay. Fleshed out. You want to kill black people, go to the hood. And like, if you want to go to war, then go to war. Don't kill innocent, God-loving church people.
Old church ladies?
Yeah, old church ladies. You're a fucking, you're already an asshole, but you're a bigger asshole. Like, go where, like, niggas might shoot back.
I think he thought, no, I'd rather not. Right. I'm going to go ahead and, that's insane. It's, but that's my point. What are we talking, we are, and I got a lot of heat for this, not a lot, sorry. I got a handful of heat because the first day I came in, it was like the story had just come out. So I wake up, and this is how fucked up America is. I'm late for work, and I hear Ebro talking, and he's talking all seriously about a shooting. And first of all, my first thought was, why are they so affected by this, by a mass shooting? That's already fucked up because I'm just used to Matt. I'm like,
yeah, we're kind of used to it.
I'm like,
when you do morning radio, every couple of months there's this weird
something
occurrence of a mass shooting.
So I'm like
a little desensitized.
So I'm like, what are they? Yeah, what's the big deal about this one?
Yeah.
Then I go online and look, and I'm like, oh, it was a white shooter in a black church.
Yeah.
I get it. So I get there, and without this is before we knew anything about the kid, and I get there, and I'm like, guys, before everyone turns this into a race war and uses this as an excuse to say that white people and black people don't get along,
yeah,
let's just be clear. This was a psychopath with a gun, and maybe it was as random as other killings. In an odd way, me hoping that then on top of 9 people being dead, it wouldn't also then become a racial divider in the country where we now take some sort of political lead from this guy. Like, people are almost acting as if, you see, there are people out there who think like that. He also went into a church and murdered 9 people and said, I almost didn't kill them because they were so nice, but I had to. Mm. That's who we're like getting what the landscape of race in America looks. And I'm not saying the landscape of race in America is okay at all, but that guy doesn't determine what it is.
Yeah, not at all.
That's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, he's psycho. Or a psychotic, whatever the term is.
Oh, now you're going to have the psycho community is going to be.
I don't care about
communities. No, just watch out, because the psychotic community, they really band together. A couple weeks ago on the radio, I have something going on with my dick.
Okay.
I'm talking about my junk.
All right.
And I have like some sort of discoloration.
Mm. On the outside or coming out?
No, on the outside, on the shaft.
Oh, discoloration.
Yeah, exactly. Major concern. So I did a lot of research and I started looking into it, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is vitiligo, which it turned out to be, actually, by the way.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've got the condition known as Michael Jackson penis.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's apparently very common on the schlong region.
Oh my God.
So now I have some cream that I'm putting on it to restore the pigmentation. But on the air, I went on the air and told... I want to, Saif, please don't laugh.
Your pink dick is now parts white.
Your pink dick. So I went on the air and I was talking about this, and I'm like, oh, it's vitiligo. I'm like, if it's vitiligo, I'm like, now I have Michael Jackson penis. And I got some tweets about vitiligo, the condition that it is. I thought I was about to have the community coming after me.
Well,
and I'm like,
who have it?
Yeah, who are like, it's very, and I'm like, listen, I am by no means trying to suggest that your situation is not serious and that it's fun to have. I was just, you know, making a comparison. For a lot of people who don't know much about it, yeah, when you hear the term, you think of Michael Jackson.
Right away.
That's the first thing you
said.
I
thought of Michael Jackson.
Exactly. So that was the only thing I was trying to say. But fortunately, this person understood where I was coming from and believed me. It's a crazy world we live in, Saif. Now we were
people want to be offended or look for it. Nothing offends me. Nothing offends me. Nothing. Nothing you could say offends me.
I got to tell you, you are a Puerto Rican piece of shit.
Why?
Just wanted to see if you'd be offended.
I'm not offended. Your opinion doesn't affect me.
Wow. Well, now I'm offended. So we were supposed to have a really big guest today.
Yeah.
And you want to call him? No. You don't want to hear just ringing on and then no answering?
Yeah.
Here, hold on. Sife's checking for a text. Oh.
Hold on.
Check again. No. All right. So maybe today should be the day we play a little round of go through the cell phone and see who answers. What do you think?
Sure.
I'll tell you, I'm going to call this dickhead right now. Let's see if he answers. Because I texted him yesterday. And I go, hey, it's Rosenberg. This still you, so-and-so? And he goes, first name, I know several. Yo, stop trying to show off at how many Rosenbergs you know.
Wait, who's this?
The person we're calling right now. Well, only call him out if he doesn't answer. Can you pop up the phone? This guy's good. This Austin is... Austin's on fleek. He won't answer. Why'd you get excited?
Interesting. You cool with him?
I mean, we've always been cool with him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's not a fan. I forgot. You don't think he's a fan?
Something always weird.
Is this voicemail or him playing something? Then?
I be delivered with shits on to get off of your face. Curses to the evil
physical maniac. Thank you,
I
can see. Go to heat to stop YB. Stop styling. Behind the pink. Yeah. Got keep shooting.
In Brooklyn, they keep boosting.
Pull
up on the Macy's. Selling dirt cheap. Reap. Big one, they throw out here to constantly.
Is this still going?
I feel the wrath of what my slaves have.
Well, that was a weird way to start off the game. Okay. Sife, why do you think Fab is weird about you?
I don't know.
Well, you just never think you... But don't you think Fab's just weird? I just always think that is his personality.
Yeah.
Like, he's sort of like... Not Joe Budden-y in personality, but in terms of, like, likes to pretend to be sort of cold.
Yeah, he's a Brooklyn... He's Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, just it's that
Brooklyn, old school Brooklyn.
That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
He's not white lady gentrified Brooklyn. He's old school Brooklyn.
Yeah, just real deal. All right, let's try this one.
Rap his ass off though. Love his raps. Love his rap musics.
Is that how you always talk about people's rap music?
Yeah, now I do.
By saying rap musics?
Yeah, I just started today.
All right. I'll teach his own. All right, let's try this one. One of these guys is going to answer.
Who you have dialed is not in service. Uh-oh. If you feel you've received this message in error...
I do! Hello?
Hang up and try your call.
All right, we're 0 for 2. Pretty early. You know who we should call, Zyfe?
Is 0 for 2 a sports thing?
Yeah. Okay. You know who we should call?
Who?
Our biggest fan. Our biggest fan. You know who I'm talking about. Amir Questlove.
Oh, good. I got to talk to him.
All right, perfect. Perfect. You know he's an answer. He's the biggest fan of the show, right? Finally, we'll get some respect around here.
Respect?
Respect.
I thought you said perspect.
If I did, I mean to.
Questlove.
He's going to... I have faith here. He's gonna give you one of the rare answer after four rings, which is not common.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Mm.
Oh, man. That hurt. We are 0 for 3.
That hurt.
Oh, man. By the way, I'm only trying to call like borderline A-list people, you know, or A by my standards.
Okay.
All right, this one, the number's not even working.
Maybe.
Come on, this is Redman. Redman's got to answer.
Redman.
Joshua Redman.
Nobody's fucking with this Wednesday call.
Okay, you know what I know what to do? I know who to call.
Okay.
The same man who was embarrassed on our show from trying to call someone, he would surely answer so we wouldn't be embarrassed.
Mm.
You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
Hannibal. Right?
I'll try it.
Because you remember what happened when he tried to call Tina Fey?
Right.
Speaking of which,
have you ever... Amy Poehler.
He was trying to call Amy Poehler. Well, you try to call one of them. It doesn't matter.
One of those hot, funny chicks.
So I don't think he would show me this kind of disrespect.
I think he's in L.A.
Yeah, he definitely is. But they have phones in L.A.
But it's a different time. What time is it? It's rush hour.
Nope. At the tone, please record your message.
It's 5:30
out there. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Here's your message.
Sure.
Hey, Hannibal.
Hey, Hannibal.
It's Rosenberg.
And Seif.
We're calling you from the podcast. Like that time when you were on the podcast and you called Amy Poehler or Tina Fey, one of those
chicks.
One of those funny women, and they didn't answer. So we're trying to call people and no one's answering. So we said, you know what? Hannibal's definitely going to answer. And then you didn't answer either. But the good news is, at least your number wasn't changed. Mm. All right. Well.
Yo.
We'll talk to you later then. So long. Oh, wait. He's calling on the
line. He's calling back.
He's calling back.
He didn't hear the message either.
No. Hello?
Yo.
Hannibal. It's Rosenberg.
I know. Are you on the radio right now? Why are you so loud?
Hey, it's me, Seif, also.
Okay. New chemistry. It's old chemistry. Congratulations. What's up,
y'all? No, we were doing our podcast, and we were trying to call someone famous that we love who would answer the phone, and we thought, remember that time Hannibal tried someone, and the number got disconnected, so we tried you, and at first you didn't answer, and I felt really bad, but now you called us back.
Yeah. What's happening, y'all?
You're Hannibal, you are a call back right-awayer? A right-away call backer?
A lot of times, yeah. I'll call people right back.
I suck at somebody
that hasn't annoyed me in life before.
Yeah,
I like to get right back and see what's up.
It's one of my biggest flaws. I suck at that.
We're calling people back
right away. Yeah.
Hannibal, are you doing anything exciting as we speak?
I'm working on my show right now. I'm in my office in L.A. and so just handling. We're doing some promos.
Look at this guy.
My show premieres July 8th on Comedy Central.
Woo! July 8th?
Yeah.
July 8th it premieres.
July 8th it premieres. So we just picked a bunch of, promos to do tomorrow. We're going to do ads during NBC Hannibal. I'm going to run ads during my show. And since my name is Hannibal and their show's name is Hannibal, it seemed like a perfect opportunity.
See, that's what I like. That is smart marketing. Seif, you looked like you were concerned.
Last time I saw Hannibal,
yeah,
which was not too long ago.
Talking on the microphone.
Sorry. Last time I saw Hannibal, which wasn't too long ago, he seemed like he didn't even have his show together.
And now it's
He's like, I'm going to go to L.A. and work on some show. I'm like, what's the concept? He was like,
But that's the way he's marketing the whole show, is that he has no idea what the show is. Isn't that right, Hannibal?
Yeah. Yeah, but I know what the show is.
What's happening on the first episode?
It doesn't have a narrative. It's like, so it's not, if you, it's just sketches, some man on the street stuff, and we might have interviews. So it's just me trying to put on a funny 22 minutes. The format is not locked in where, like, we're going to do 8 minutes of this, we're going to do 6 minutes of this, we're going to do 3 minutes of this. It's not locked in like that, but.
What time does this show air on the Comedy Central?
10:30 p.m. right after Key and Peele.
It's a good slot.
Congratulations, Hannibal.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
So if you said that, but I don't know. I just sensed a sadness in your voice.
No, not at all. I love Hannibal.
Are you waiting for the call?
The call to be on the show?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
Yeah. I like Hannibal as a regular guy.
I know. I told Hannibal last time I saw him, I ran into him at the Bronson show, and I was joking with him about how much he has going on. And, you know, he was being modest Hannibal. And I said, no, you have to understand, Hannibal. I spend a lot of time hating what other people are doing. You are one of the few people who I want to see succeed in every way. And you're doing it so fucking ridiculously well, bro. How many shows are you currently going to have, concurrently going to have running that still exist, like that are all still on the air?
Right now, it's my show. It's Eric Andre's show.
Yep.
Broad City.
Broad City.
Mm-hmm. It's three.
I do voices on Lucas Brothers.
Ah, Lucas Brothers. That's right.
I do voice acting on China, Illinois. And that's it.
That's it. Well, forget it. I said he was successful. It's only currently four or five that are on air right now. I lost track right in, when he was saying it just then. Hannibal, what music are you listening to? Do you have any new albums you're on right now?
I haven't listened to it yet. I just downloaded Thundercat's new album. I like the album Surf.
Oh, you like Surf, the Chance-ish Surf album?
Yeah, what have I been playing a lot of? You know what I found, and it's been out for a while, but it just popped up on SoundCloud, the Fetty Wap RGF Island.
Who?
Fetty Wap?
Yeah, Fetty Wap's
RGF Island.
What, he has an album that was already out that you can find on iTunes?
No, it's not out. The song has been out, but yeah, it's just, it's the track called RGF Island. I think I like it more than Trap Queen in my way. It's just, it's a good wake-up song.
Maybe, are you going to add that to your show and like when you come out on stage, start singing and dancing that for the first 30 seconds of your act?
You know, I can't commit to that. I'd like to walk out to a good song, but I don't let it go for that long.
Well, I need minimum 40 seconds.
I've seen comedians do it and it looks fun, but I had
a talk with the other night at the Cellar with Louie.
Yeah.
And he said he went to LA and he did the two black shows, the Sunday, Chocolate Sunday and Mo' Better Monday.
Yeah.
And he said he fucking bombed on Monday at D-Ray's show.
Yeah, bet. Well, yeah, Mo' Better Monday could be a tough room.
And he said that he was watching every comedian go up and do like 2 minutes of something
before they perform.
Before they start performing.
That's my favorite.
And he
thing.
Was like, this is unbelievable. I'm going to go up there and kill it because I'm going to get right to my shit. He said for 3 minutes, they were like dead silent. And then he goes, anyway. And then they go, that was a joke. He was. So then he goes, he got off and D-Ray did 10 minutes of how you should have liked that guy because he wrote with Chris Rock and he directed and wrote Pootie Tang. And they were like, Pootie Tang, bring him back. We love him. Bring him back.
That's awesome. Is it D-Ray's show?
He's the host, yeah.
So he must have been like, oh my God, Louis C.K. is here.
And I said, yo, when you do black shows, you got to warm up for yourself. That's every true. Comedian does it. You got to do a little something.
You can't just get the jokes.
Nah.
You got to have a party. You got to have a party on stage first.
Yeah, you got to kick it on stage. You got to show people that you have a lot of personality.
Yeah, whenever I used to go on stage at Sife shows, I would just go up on stage and talk about my penis, and it never went well, Sife.
Never went well.
Never, and I don't know why I would keep doing it. Hey, one recommendation before I let you go back to your being a TV executive, Hannibal. You should check out the King Los album.
King Los?
Yeah.
I'll get it. I've only seen the freestyle videos of him. I haven't heard many songs, but I'll buy it right now just based off your recommendation.
Oh my God! And have you heard the Odyssey album yet?
I haven't heard Odyssey.
All right, Odyssey, The Good Fight, and the King Los albums. I think you should check those out.
King Los, God Money War.
Exactly. Yep. King Los, God Money War, Odyssey, The Good Fight. I'm curious to what you think.
He's buying it right now.
I know he loves music. This man loves music. I see him at shows where there's seven people in the crowd, and Hannibal's one of them. He's a real one. Hannibal, I have a question. One last question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, given my situation in life, like in what I do, If I had a TV acting opportunity, and in that acting opportunity, I was required to use the N word, and in a way that of course made sense and was well written, and it was a commentary on white people dropping the N bomb.
Just ask them.
How would you feel about that? Do you think that would be dangerous for me?
I don't think it'd be dangerous. No, people gonna say whatever anyways, you know? I mean, no matter what. But I don't think it'd be dangerous. And people have seen movies where people say it if it's in context. I don't think, and if you're active, as long as you don't start tingling with happiness, say it.
like if people see the most joy in my eyes they've ever seen?
Yeah. If you start, if you smile right after what
All right, Hannibal.
Don't post any social media afterwards. Like you, in your green room, like, guys, you won't believe what I just did.
I've never felt such exhilaration.
Yeah, as long as you don't do anything like that, you should be fine, man.
All right, Hannibal,
you taking a gig?
I hope so. I mean, I got to get it first. But what's the name of your show? It's July 8th at 10:30. What's the name of it?
It's called Why with Hannibal Buress.
Why with Hannibal Buress, 10:30, July 8th. So when you come back and do promo, we'll have you come in for a full thingamajig?
For sure.
Love to see you. All right, buddy, take care. Thanks for answering. You're a real gentleman. Right.
Have a good one, y'all.
Peace. Man, he is. You want to talk about someone who's just...
10 seconds sounded like he might have had to get back to work and wanted to get off the phone.
Yeah.
And then after that was like, nah, let me talk to my boys.
No, Hannibal's the best, bro. I mean, let me talk to you about success, too. Like success just because people sincerely, he didn't have any sort of, real push that happened.
He has no, well, maybe now he does, but back a couple years ago, I asked him, what's the joke that people know, that always quote from you? He goes, I don't really have one. He said the closest thing he had to something that people would remember him by, joke-wise, is pickle juice.
What's that from again?
From his first, I think his first or second special where he goes, I keep a jar of pickle juice in my fridge because I like to flick it on sandwiches. And I was like, yeah, you're just so funny, but there's not, one particular joke. Like, John Mulaney, to me, his Law and Order bit is... incredible.
And you say Jim Gaffigan has Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
They fucking all day. Love Hot Pockets.
But Hannibal didn't have that and just had super fans. Anyway, I got to talk to Hannibal. I don't think he fucks with me anymore.
What happened? You think he fell off?
I went on a road with him once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I bombed.
Mm-hmm. It was not good.
But the crowd was whack to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think he still holds it against me.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't ask me to go on the road anymore.
But you're making that up.
No, what do you mean?
You don't think you don't know that that's necessarily true at all.
Okay, one day I asked him, I said, Hannibal, I would really want to go do comedy on the road. If you ever need me to open up, I would love to do it. I'll pay my own way, get there, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And he called me back a week later and had a gig for me.
Wow.
And I couldn't do it. I was already booked. Then he called me back maybe 2 weeks after that.
Again?
And got me on another gig.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Then it didn't go so well. And he
never called you again.
And he didn't call again.
Huh.
But was still on the road.
He's still out there.
But they didn't call.
Hmm. Well, maybe since then he stopped touring.
No, after that, he was still on the road.
You sure?
Positive.
Still out there now?
Now he's not.
But, I mean, he'll be again.
Will be again.
Probably won't have you.
I got to figure out I asked a lot of comedians if I could go on a road with them, and nobody says yes. I wonder what it is. Maybe I don't know the trick.
I'm going to throw that at you. I'm going to throw it out there, and if it sticks, you take it. If not, you throw it right back.
Okay.
Maybe they don't like you.
Maybe. It's always a maybe.
I mean, listen, maybe they think you're shit, miss.
Maybe. I know I could rock the... I mean, even if I was just
on the road hosting. They see me host. They right. see me now rock the host. Shit out of that. Oh, I'm fucking killing them.
Now, by the way, hold on, though. But you have to, I have to ask something.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like right now you hear yourself do stuff and you look back a year and go, man, I was shit, miss. Or a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Every day. It gets better and better.
Well, here's the thing. At some point, you're going to look back and you're going to go, man, I was shit then. And it's going to be true. You're going to be like, oh, like man, right I actually, maybe, yes. When did this happen with Hannibal?
I don't know. Winter? It was the winter time? It was cold.
Just this past winter?
Yeah.
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got bad news, man. That means you're still shit. So, but yeah, listen, you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure it out. Like I said, either that or he personally really just detests you.
No, but he always shows me love in person.
He's a wonderful guy.
You want to go me on the road? You want me on the road?
Yeah, maybe it just wasn't his vibe. Maybe he just didn't think it fit well. Maybe he thought you were too urban.
No, it wasn't that. Maybe. Maybe it was that.
Maybe it's just not the right fit. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to find the
Who do I fit?
Well, into smaller size shirts than you used to fit in before.
Thank you.
Do I have Hulk Hogan's number? I don't think this is an actual real working number for Hulk Hogan. Sife, I'm looking for one more good person to call. Okay. Since we don't actually have like anything going on because Sife was supposed to secure a guest, you can see.
I would try to get someone, and the guy said yes.
I know. And then what happened?
And he didn't show up.
That is. Man, you got me so excited for him too.
Hey, what's your I'm working with a guy you know, Michael Cantor.
Oh my God, you are?
Yeah. He's the showrunner of the show I'm working
on. Are you kidding? That's my guy.
That's your guy from Hollywood Squares.
That's my man.
Hip-hop Squares.
That is my man, 50 grand.
Yeah.
He's great.
Great guy.
I fucking love him.
Great guy.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Or was that it?
That was it.
You were just going to say.
He said he worked with you on Hip-hop Squares.
Yeah, I'm a big, big fan of that guy. He was the.
You like him more than Ian Gelfand? Our showrunner of VH1 Hot 97 show? Who
I was
like better?
I was closer with Ian Gelfand.
Okay.
If you were going to put them in a room together and say, who's the cooler dude of the two?
Cooler.
The cooler.
Like swaggier?
Yeah, like the cooler dude.
Uh-huh.
I might say Cantor.
Okay.
But, you know, I know Ian. Ian and I are like very
Ian
close.
Ian is very cool, though. But he's nerdy cool.
I mean, nerdy cool on fluke. Like, very serious. Have you ever noticed? I know you're kind of like me in that, like, you like using the slang of the day to sort of laugh at the slang of the day.
Of course.
Do you ever get comments on your Instagram that are like, yo, stop fucking using that word. Grow the fuck up. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it was when I was rocking, when we were doing Turn Up. Remember we did like, we killed Turn Up.
Oh
we
my killed gosh. It. We're like, yo, Turn Up Mix. Turn Up Mix. We went completely ham and people got so mad.
Turn Up.
Dude, I put a fleek in like, I'd say at least 2-3 Instagrams a week. Right, and
did you see my Instagram today?
No,
at the Seinfeld. Oh, the Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you about Seinfeld. And people, literally, these like old heads are literally like, "Stop fucking saying fleek. Grow up. Get a fucking life." I'm like, I didn't know that's how it worked. Like people who are old with hip hop are like unlike anything else I've ever seen. Like the standard, like people they don't know why they like don't like the music anymore. Because they age themselves out of the world to the point like they can't even talk.
Oh, no, it's finally at that moment where 90s hip-hop is old folks music.
Oh, yeah, it's grown up. It's not cool.
Yeah.
I never think if I play it, I'm being cool for the room now.
Yeah.
Besides the main five fucking songs.
Yeah. No, but I'm talking about like real, like the shit that guys like that would complain about.
Yeah, no, that's
like it's old folks music. Yo, it's if you were rocking Stretch Armstrong in 92, 93, how long ago was that?
25 years? Sorry, 30 years. You said 92, 93?
Yeah.
No, my math's no good. 23 years.
Yeah. It's horrible.
So, think about it like this. If you guys are wondering, okay, an album that came out in 1992. It's 2015. That's 23 years ago. If you want an equivalent of if it's oldies music, in 1992, that would be your friend's dad driving around listening to music from 1969. What would you have thought about it? That's classic rock. You might not have called it straight up oldies, which has its own genre. Dudes,
ASAP Rocky is named after Rakim.
Yeah.
Joey Badass Cousin, Quan, his name is Raekwon. He's named after Raekwon.
Yeah, like that's, people need to own this.
It's old now.
And so you, everyone hanging on to the exact same thought. Yo, I'm not kidding. Clark Kent almost slapped me. Not literally, but he looked like he wanted to, and he definitely grabbed me up one notch too hard. Like, I was like, hey!
Yeah.
Like a little. It was like, I felt like Kevin Hart. You know, Kevin Hart gets grabbed around too much, he's small. That's how I felt. He, like, yoked me up practically because I was at an event, and there was a selfie stick there.
Yeah.
And I don't own a fucking selfie stick.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
But if there's a selfie stick there, of course I'm going to use it. Why not? They want, let's take pictures. I grabbed the selfie stick. Yo, I tried to take the picture. Clark Kent grabbed me and dead ass was like, yo, don't ever use a fucking selfie stick, G.
Why?
I
then don't use Serato. Use Serato, Clark Kent.
Yeah, what is wrong with people? It's our generation, not our generation, the slightly older hip hop crowd of us. There are certain things. They'll be like, yo, people come up to me and they're like, yo, I'm sorry, man. Can I get to take a selfie? No homo. I'm like, my man, selfies are a thing.
Yeah,
take the fucking selfie.
Homo.
There's no homo necessary.
The name, selfie. That's homo. That's what people are, the name.
Yes, if you were going to feel obligated to use that term, that's what they're determining, I guess.
Right, just say, can we take a flick?
Sure.
But
I'm sorry, it's a selfie.
You know what it is? I know what it is. It's because the generation before us, and even slightly during us, invented hip-hop. So there's a connection to it, like, it's the way it was, but it grew up. It went to college.
Mm-hmm.
It did drugs, and then it
fucked random chicks.
It strained itself out, and then now it had a kid. And the kid is what hip hop is now.
Yeah,
Travis Scott.
Exactly. And if you don't like it at all, that's okay.
Fine.
You're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
The problem is, I have to now engage
the hip hop aggression. Of whatever is not what we like is wrong is what's happening.
And they expect me, because I love the old shit. I don't know about you, probably get this too. Because I'm an old head at this point and they know I love old shit, they'll be like, man, this bullshit today. Like, what do you think? Why is there no good hip hop? And I'm like, I think there's more good hip hop now than ever before. And they think I'm lying. And I'm like, no. See, I really like.
I see what you're saying. But there's good hip hop for you. Nap rap is what I started calling it recently.
I'm sorry?
Nap rap.
What is nap rap?
Nap rap
besides a great name.
Nap rap is the slow, what's trying to be 90s hip hop, but not quite all the way there yet.
By the way, though, I don't really listen to that. I know you think I do. Joey is the most 90s-ish thing I listen to.
Yeah.
Truthfully. I don't listen to very much. When I'm saying I love music, by the way, today,
yeah.
Guess what? I fucking love Commas and Move That Dough.
Okay.
I love a lot of, but guess what?
Mitch Jenkins.
Mick
Jenkins.
I haven't listened to a lot of Mick Jenkins yet.
Nap rap.
That's nap rap to you.
Yeah.
All right, tell me if this is the ultimate in nap rap.
Okay.
Not nap rap, but first of all, tell me how much you hate this. I want to know a few things. How bad a job did I do? How much do you hate it? And tell me anything else that's bad about it. Okay? Right.
Ready.
You know, tomorrow's Michael Jackson's death day.
I don't care.
I know, but I'm playing house party tomorrow night. I'm playing a Michael Jackson set.
I don't care.
Why can't you just say, good luck, have a good set?
Care.
But I'm just telling you what I'm doing. So I'm explaining why I made this, that's all. I wasn't trying to get you to.
What is happening?
Rosenberg.
Do you remember?
You have a problem with it.
That's cool.
How it all began.
But?
Sounds like shit. It's a little, it's not
the quality.
Best mix, yeah.
Do you remember?
Austin's like, oh. How did you mix that?
Do you remember? I did it on a Reaper.
Well, get the audio files to Dom and let him clean that up for you.
I make it nice?
Yeah.
Of course not. I got news for you guys.
Right there, I changed the chord. Change up.
No. How can you, can I change the note there?
Yeah.
You can, like,
Of the music?
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a, you got to put it in like a program.
And pitch it down while not changing the speed?
Yeah. I mean, it can be done, but.
Well, I'm so happy that you didn't hate that.
Why would I hate that?
Okay, let me. I'll play another one. I did three of them. You'll hate one of them. Let me just get to one that you hate. Come on. Come on. I hate
when you play the whack remixes.
What do you mean?
The J Dilla Michael Jackson remixes that nobody even knows.
This, Oh, but a blend with a beat people know you're not mad at.
Of course. That's not nap rap. That's old. That's 90s.
All right, all right. Here's one that's out of key. Here's one that's super out of key, so I know you won't fuck with it. Sometimes blends are hard to get in key, man, if you're just fucking not using it.
Then you don't do it.
Well, did that one you thought was somewhat in key?
Yeah, it was good. It changed key. The beginning was good.
But at first, it was in key. By the way, this is in a commercial right now. I wonder if Pete gets any of the check when this plays like this in a commercial. I guess a little bit. Some commercial. Why wouldn't he, you said? Because it's all other music?
He still gets a piece. He's credited as a writer. Grand Poobah wrote his raps on this song.
That's right. You love talking about that.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I still don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one.
See, there, it's out of key. I can hear it's out of key.
It's bad.
It'll work.
Well, the chorus is a bit of a mess. It's a lot.
Yeah, you should have took that off. You gotta chop it.
People always told me, be careful with the lie to tell the truth.
Hold on. There's a lot going on right there. Can I play the last one? This is the one you're gonna hate. I'm confident this is the one you're gonna hate.
All right, play it. Play that shit, homie. Oh. What's happening?
And I don't even. Do you even like Man in the Mirror?
Yeah, of course.
You do?
Gonna make a change. No one's in my mind.
I knew it.
It's gonna feel real good.
No, that's not bad.
Not terrible.
Not bad.
Hey, this has been fun. Hey, next week, next time you deliver a guest, can you make sure they fucking show up?
Yeah.
God, it was a good one too. He'll make it up to us, right?
I don't know.
You talk to him pretty regularly, don't you?
No.
All right, Rosenberg Radio on Twitter or Cypher Sounds?
Yeah, at Cypher Sounds, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope.
Periscope? Oh, real quick, how was the Seinfeld thing?
Oh, it was cool.
What was the Seinfeld Museum? What is it?
It's so they're promoting Seinfeld, all episodes on Hulu. I took a picture with the Soup Nazi. He was there.
He was there? Yeah. The actual Soup Nazi?
Yeah.
Mage.
The booth for Monks was there. The Frogger arcade game.
Whoa.
Newsstand, which I didn't know what that was from, really.
I saw a devil's jersey. The devil game.
Devil's jersey. There's a mitt, an oven mitt. I don't remember that one.
No.
Is a like a happy face oven mitt kind
of. Speaking of which, speaking of Dom, he has to go there.
Yeah, he has to go.
I mean, and Dom then, is psychotic.
I wait online. I don't wait online for shit. I wait online for an hour.
Wow.
And then there's a replica of the apartment. You go. They ask you, do you want to enter the apartment like Kramer? And I go, yeah. And they go, okay, put your phone on video. And there's a guy on the other side, and he tells you to come in, and you come in like Kramer. And then
it's a great promotional idea.
Yeah, it's great. It wasn't long. They rush you a little bit. It's not like a museum. It's almost like a ride.
It's like a haunted house.
Yeah.
You gotta go through it.
Yeah, they rush you through. It's super quick.
Can you buy anything?
No. No. But they give you junior mints.
I saw that. I saw that. That's also mage.
Yeah. So it was fun.
I had a dream I met Larry David the other day. Remember that time you met him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my guy.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week with a guest, maybe.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah, that's it. Good night.